Childs, American Legion Post 5 Commander. Legions are going to be busy here to close out the week, and specifically on Saturday.
Clay, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I think the cold weather's following me around all these different events.
Well, let's see. It's going to be warming up a bit on Saturday. Just a little bit,
yeah.
Clay.
Just a little bit. I think maybe today's going to be pretty close to what it's going to be like on Saturday. Seems a little cold. It seems about the same as what we had for the Veterans Day Parade.
Regardless, though, you're going to be busy. Talk about the Toy Run, which is coming up.
You bet. Of course, you know, we plan on the Toy Run being a motorcycle event, but I do want to encourage people with the cold temperatures. You know, you can still participate. Just bring your toy into the American Legion and donate. You're welcome to join us as we go on down to the Salvation Army and present the toys to them as a donation, as a group. But you're welcome to come in your car, pick up whatever vehicle you feel is safe based on the temperature that day.
All right, so when specifically will the Toy Run take place, Clay?
Well, we're going to line vehicles up in the American Legion parking lot at 9:30 on Saturday, November 19th. We'll leave at 10 o'clock to go down to the Salvation Army. And I do want everybody to remember that before you go down, it may be cold outside, but you can warm up your belly. We're going to have some breakfast from 8 to 9:30, featuring pancakes, biscuits and gravy, sausage patties, scrambled eggs, juice or coffee. So even if you just come out and donate a toy and eat a little breakfast and run by, that would be great to see everybody.
Good deal. And you can bring your toys in before Saturday for the big drive, right?
Absolutely. You can bring them into the American Legion anytime. Our office hours are 10 to 1 between now and Saturday. Our evening hours are 3 to 8. And, of course, bingo. Hey, big event on bingo. Jackpot's back up to $1,000 for one game. And that's from 6 to 9 on Thursday. So that'd be a great time to come in and make your donation and play a little bingo, have some fun.
Win $1,000. Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Argue that at all. Yeah.
It could very well be.
You got it. You do have to black out in 56 numbers, I believe, this week. And if somebody doesn't win it this week, it just keeps going to next week until somebody wins it. So,
all right. So bingo at the Legion. Of course, Thursday nights is when they have a bingo at the American Legion. But this is the Emporia Toy Run, and the toys will be donated to the Salvation Army. And I know we just talked to Captain Haddon here a few minutes ago, and they're very much looking forward to receiving the toys, so you still have plenty of time to get out to the Legion, as Clay mentioned. They're open 10 to 1, and again, the evening hours from 3 until 8 daily. So what kind of toys are we looking for specifically, Clay?
Again, toys all ages. You know, it's always popular to bring a stuffed animal, but, you know, I was out the other day, and I saw a lot of board games, you know, on sale, and some nice blankets, you know, and things that are appropriate for all ages, from small kids up to teenagers. So, again, school supplies are good. You know, book bags, purses, things like that that teenagers might like as well. So we've got to keep all kids in mind. I know the stuffed animals are always popular, especially on the back of a motorcycle. But since it might be too cold for a motorcycle, there's room to bring some bigger boxes if you want.
Outstanding. And you mentioned here teenagers. It seems like the teenagers are becoming a kind of a bigger focal point for a lot of different toy runs now. And I think it's for the point that you mentioned here that they seem to be left behind in some ways.
Yeah, I think so. You know, like I say, we all think of the little kids, but, you know, the teenagers are old enough, you know, to know that they're missing out on something if they don't get it, you know. So I think it's really, it speaks a lot to the community, but to be willing to bring toys for all ages would be fantastic. And, of course, check and cash to the Salvation Army. We can take that down and donate it as a group also.
Well, it's the big Emporia Toy Run to the Salvation Army, courtesy of the American Legion. 2921 West 12th is the address, and you're all invited to stop out for breakfast, 8 until 9:30 on Saturday. They'll start lining up, and about 10 o'clock is when they'll depart for the Salvation Army. Well, Clay, great idea. Hope it turns out well, and stay warm.
Thank you very much. It's our first year. We'll give it a try, see how it goes. All our information can be found on our website, emporialegion.org.
Thank you, Clay.
Thanks, Clay.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you. Stay warm.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Nice effort by American Legion.
You're here.
That's Post 5 Commander Clay Childs with us here on our Newsmaker 3. So get those new unwrapped toys out to the American Legion at 2921 West 12th. I know, that breakfast sounded really good, didn't it?
Biscuits, oh, man. Yeah, yes,
pancakes,
absolutely.
Oh.
I tell you.
All right. Newsmaker 3 this morning. Tomorrow's Newsmaker, who will we have, Chuck?
Well, as we look at the schedule, the live and local calendar, Sydney Farney is going to join us for the Newsmaker 3. Radical Life has its big Christmas activities coming up December 19th. You're noticing we're having a lot of programs leaning towards the holidays right now, this time of year. And I do want to remind you that if you do have something coming up here for the next few weeks that is specifically geared towards maybe some December activities, better to get on the schedule now than later. It means reach out to us now. We got a lot of slots that are open next week, but those will probably be filling up pretty quickly. So 620-342-1400.
And don't forget, it is back in person this year, the 12th annual Walnut Turkey Day Dash.
Next week.
Thanksgiving Day, 5K run walk. You can register online at the Emporia Recreation Center website. All the information is there. We've already zipped by the early bird registration date, but I think if you want a T-shirt, somehow you'd been able to finagle one somehow, some way. But they will start Thanksgiving morning, bright and early.
Is this the year they get to 1,000?
You know, we need to get probably an update on that, don't we?
I'm going to see if we can get Jamie Dakin on for a couple of interviews, so we'll see how that works out.
Yeah, race begins at 7:30 a.m., so registration starts before 7.
Okay.
At Walnut Elementary School, coming up, big doings.
Huge doings.
On Thanksgiving morning. Gobble, gobble.
Till you wobble, wobble.
Till you wobble, wobble. 8:54, good morning. Messiah Lutheran Church invites you to their 26th annual Harvest Home Festival and Benefit Auction, Saturday, November.